All right, gentlemen, welcome back to the Man Talk Show. Today, we're going to be talking about how artificial intelligence is going to radically and dramatically change the porn industry. Before we dive into it, make sure that you subscribe to wherever you are listening to this too, because we are on Spotify and iTunes. All right, let's get straight into it. This is, I think, a very important topic that isn't necessarily getting enough attention and traction. And I'm going to tell you why. There's a few things that are intersecting here. Porn is a very attractive business for a lot of people. And it's an attractive business because some parts of it are very unregulated. You can be a solo entrepreneur. You can be an amateur. You can upload your own content. You can be an entrepreneur, right? And create your own business around sex. And sex is very lucrative, right? So for an example, in 2021, OnlyFans generated $4.8 billion in revenue, right? So the porn industry is this massive industry. The estimates of how much money is actually made in the porn industry globally is very hard to calculate. Some people estimate that in the United States alone, it's a $12 billion industry, which is massive. Some estimates put it higher than that. But the porn industry is a very, very large industry. And it's something that's very much akin to social media, where it's playing on your dopamine. It's trying to get your attention. It's trying to hold your attention. It's trying to create the illusion of relationships. So it's doing a number of things to try and get you to spend your money within the realm of porn. AI is going to change pornography in a number of ways. And I think that it's important that for the majority of men, if not all men, that they start to really take a hard look. And listen, before I say what I'm about to say, I never want to tell you what to do. I think one of the most important things that we as men can do in our lives is make our own choices. I am always about you as a man making your own choice. So I'm not here to say you should never watch porn, or, you know, you have to watch porn or anything like that. I'm going to speak from my own experience, which is, you know, as I've talked about on this channel before, I was hooked on porn for a very long time, and it was my vice. It was my go-to drug of choice through my teens, in my 20s. And I had a very hard time getting off of porn. No pun intended. I had a very hard time quitting porn. And I think that that's the case for a lot of guys. You know, I think it can very slowly creep into a man's life, especially in your teens and 20s. It can be something that hooks your dopamine release system, and that's your reward system. That's your motive. You know, dopamine is the molecule of more. It's the molecule of motivation. And so it can be very enticing, and people know this. And so how AI is going to change the game, and why I think we as men need to be having a discussion, a conversation about letting go of porn entirely, is for a few things. Number one, and I talked to a porn star recently named Sterling Cooper, and this topic came up, and he and I were sort of shooting the shit about this, and he had some interesting perspectives. But one of the things that we talked about was the fact that almost all of the content, the pornographic content that you're going to be consuming, and almost all of the profiles that you'll be interacting with on like an OnlyFans, let's say, are going to be AI generated. So let's take OnlyFans as an example, right? You go on to OnlyFans, and I've never used it, so I'm just guessing that this is how it goes, right? You go on to OnlyFans, you find a profile that you like, or maybe you found a profile of a woman that you like somewhere else through Pornhub or Instagram or Twitter, or like wherever they've managed to hook you in. And then you go on to OnlyFans and you see, you know, some photos and maybe some video. Soon, all those photos and all that video content is going to be AI generated. And then you start to interact with that woman, that profile, and you maybe message and you start to interact with that person, and you're talking about what you like, and that, you know, this person is asking you about what you enjoy and what turns you on, or maybe they're just asking you about their life or giving you the girlfriend experience. That's entirely going to be a chatbot. So no longer will you even be interacting with a real person. You won't be fantasizing about a woman that's even a real woman in real life. It's going to be AI generated photos, AI generated video content, and you will be paying for a purely fantasy based experience with a woman that doesn't even exist in reality. And that second part might take a little bit more time to come, the AI generated, you know, photos and video content. But at the very minimum, what is already rolling out right now, and we'll be rolling out, I guarantee you, within the next 3 to 6 months, is that when you go on to OnlyFans and you're interacting with a woman that you're maybe going to buy some content from, what you're actually going to be engaging with is a chatbot. You're going to be engaging with AI. And that AI chatbot is going to be trying to figure out what you like. You know, do you have a foot thing? Do you want to see a certain position? Do you want to play out a certain fantasy? Is there a certain type of video that you want them to create for you? And it's going to be very, very good at figuring out how to get you in the door to spend your money. And so this, for me, I think is very worrisome, right? Because for a very long time, even though you may not have been interacting with that woman, at least you were interacting with a person, right? At least there was a human being on the other side of that, having to type in the keys, you know, engage you in some conversation about, you know, what type of content that you wanted to consume from this woman. That's no longer going to be the case. And when you go onto a platform like OnlyFans, I would say we're probably a year and a half to 2 years away, maybe, from you completely interacting with AI, the video, the imagery, and the person that you're interacting with. And I think that that type of content, that pornographic content, is going to start to spill out onto the Pornhubs of the world, onto the Red Tubes, and like where else you watch, wherever else you watch porn. So very quickly, this industry is going to change in the sense that it's going to become harder and harder and harder for you as the consumer to know or understand if what you're watching is even real, is even a real human being, or if it's completely fabricated. And, you know, you can argue, well, maybe if you can't tell the difference, then what's the difference? But this is where it brings me to the reason why I think that all of us need to really take a hard look at our pornographic usage and why I'm having this conversation. There is right now a loneliness epidemic amongst men, but young men especially, but I think men in general, right? Men in their 50s, men in their 60s, men in their 20s. I see a lot of men come out to our events, join our membership, interact with my content, and they're lonely. You know, they don't have a lot of friends. They don't spend a lot of time with good men in their lives. And the challenge is that porn is a very easy supplement to kind of take to give yourself the perceived nutrients of relationship. Because we as human beings, we need relationship. We know unequivocally, there's like the data's in, the research has been done. Relationships are one of the singular most important aspects to being human. And so the more that we digitize that, the less that we actually get the nutrients that we need from real human interaction. And so if you're on an OnlyFans site, or if you're watching porn and in the back of your mind, you're like, maybe this isn't even like, maybe I'm just interacting with a machine. That machine might be very good at tricking you. It might be very good at giving you what you think you want from a fantasy-based place. But at the end of the day, it's not going to actually fill the internal cup of I want human relationships. And so I think we're going to see an exodus away from these products while also seeing a large group of men who check out from real human dating. Because there are going to be products that I think are going to come probably this time next year that are solely AI-based, right? Imagine OnlyFans, where it's very clear that what you're interacting with is an AI chatbot, is an artificial general intelligence, maybe not AGI fully, I'm not too sure where that lands, but that you'll be interacting with an AI platform. You know, if you've ever seen the movie Her, we're on the brink of that. Right? We're actually right on the cusp of men and young boys being able to have and build a relationship with an artificial intelligence platform. Now, might that help you as a man build social skills? Potentially, right? We could argue that. But is it going to help you really understand how to be proficient and masterful sexually in the moment with a real woman, which is ultimately what we want as men, right? That's like really what we're aiming for. And I think that porn traps us and tricks us into thinking that we're getting the kind of training that we want and that we need in order to be sexually masterful in the bedroom. when in reality, and this is what Sterling Cooper and I talked about, porn is just entertainment, right? It's not real sex most of the time. And you can find real amateur sex, of course, but the majority of porn that guys are watching is not real. And I talked about this in the data recently that came out from Pornhub in 2022, that hentai was one of the most top searched terms in the United States and globally. And so we can see that there's this pull towards more and more and more fantasy-based pornographic content that's not even based in reality. And porn is going to make it ever more easy for you as a man to escape the reality of your life into the throes of some whimsical and fantasy-based experience that's completely computer-generated, that's completely AI-generated. And it will be very, very, very good at figuring out what you think you want and need and giving that to you, making it so that you never actually have to venture out into the world and risk the rejection and risk the hardship and practice and do what it takes to actually maintain, create real, healthy, intimate relationships with a woman, right? There's an art to flirting, but you don't have to flirt if there's a chatbot on the other side doing all of the work for you. You don't have to figure out how to arouse or turn a woman on if there's a chatbot on the other side, again, figuring out exactly what you want and then doing all the algorithmic work for you, right? So again, this isn't to demonize and saying, like, you know, if you choose to go and have a relationship with an AI chatbot, that there's something fundamentally wrong with you. We could debate that. I think that's a different conversation about where that fits in within human relationships. This is simply me saying, if you are somebody who still wants to have real life relationships with a woman, now is the time to let go of porn. Now is the time to start to relearn the art of flirting, the art of connecting, the art of making contact with a woman and being engaging and being enticing and being somebody who's living an interesting life and respects himself, because women are going to be looking for men that are engaging, right? And more and more and more, women are going to be hunting for guys and open to guys and wanting men who are not inundated by this fantasy-based platform that's telling them and giving them everything that they think that they want and need. Let me know what your thoughts are on this. How do you think that AI is going to change the pornography industry? How do you think this is going to impact modern dating? And are there certain people that you think that I should have on the show to deepen this conversation? So until next week, this is Connor Beaton signing off. Thank you so much for joining in. I'll see you next time.